Competition analysis. You first need to identify who your competition is. Gather a list of companies that sell the same products or ones that are very similar. For this section, you will make a statement of your business strategy and how it relates to your competition. The main purpose of this part is to pinpoint the strengths and weaknesses of your competition. Knowing this will only help you improve the weaknesses for your own sake. SWOT analysis. A SWOT analysis is very important for developing your business and keeps it running to its full potential. For those of you who are not familiar with what this is, S stands for strengths, W is for weaknesses, O is for opportunities, and T is for threats. You not only need to learn about the strengths and weaknesses of your competition as you do with competitive analysis, but you also have to realize your own. The opportunities and threats are more directly related to your competition. You can look at it as the opportunity you have in the midst of all the competition and what it is about your competition that can be a threat to your own place in the market. Design plan. Investors need a description of your company's product design and also its development. Within the section, there needs to be a chart showing the development of the product or service. You will also need to include a budget showing how the company will reach goals, product and or service development goals. If you are selling physical products, you will need to list the goals here. You can also list the strategies involved for reaching certain goals for a service business. Your goals should be centered on technical and marketing aspects of your products and or services. You need this as an outline for your business partners, or for yourself if you are a sole proprietor, so you know how to work on things to reach your goals. Budget. Budgets are very important, as you want to make sure you have the funds available to do business in the first place. You also want to have a plan as you make money as to where the money will go in order to help your business grow and to continuously develop and improve it. If you are designing a product, you need to account for all the costs that will be involved in creating the product, take it to production, and get it to the customer. As for service, you will need to make sure you have the money to get a business plan written, what equipment you may need to help you with your services, and if you need a brick-and-mortar building to cater to the needs of your clients. Knowing how each dollar is being spent is very crucial. Proper planning can only help your business while poor planning is very destructive. I have learned that about half of all businesses started will fail within their first year. You can help avoid this with proper budgeting. Risk assessment. What risks are involved in either producing products or offering services? During the stages of development of your product or service, there will be some risks you need to be aware of. Risks involved with the creation of products usually happen with the technical development of the product. For services, it is usually in the strategies for planning the types of services you offer. Income statement. This is a very simple and straightforward report, which shows your business cash-generating abilities. It shows how well your company does in the financial spectrum and is a financial picture of when sales are made and when expenses occur. It helps you better plan for the future of your business as well. The income statement is a multi-purpose report giving you a bigger picture of how your business is doing overall. Always use this as a guide from year to year and you will get an idea of what changes need to be made. Other sections. There are other sections that need to be written in the business plan. There is just no way to talk about all of them in detail here. I simply talked about some sections that I feel are very important to get started with. All the sections of the business plan play an important role in the overall planning of your business from start to finish. Some other sections that were not mentioned above are as follows. Procedures. Scheduling and costs. Personnel. Operations and management. And more. To find out everything you need in your plan, you have to talk to a professional and do a thorough research about it. You may not be able to include everything you want, and different business types require different information to be included in the plan. Sources. You will need reliable sources to get the information for your business plan. Reliable sources do not include blogs or articles you found in article directories. You can use them to get some information, but you will need to research more on what they tell you. You should never list them as a source for your plan though. Another source you can use to get basic information for this section is Wikipedia, but it should only be used as a base for the information. On sites like that, anyone can add and edit information so you are never sure how accurate it is, thus the reason not to list it as one of your sources. Reliable sources are peer-reviewed articles, information gathered from networking with other business professionals, and consulting a professional who has been in the business for a long time that can write your plan. Conclusion. Even if you are not going to the bank for a loan nor getting a grant, it is still important to have a plan in place to run your business. The business in a box idea is simple. People have been running businesses for a very long time, and so it is merely using the information out there from other people's experience to devise your own plan. It is also about asking the right questions. Even though there may be hundreds of questions you want to ask, you are provided with basic questions that need to be asked. Getting the answers to these questions will get you started on your way. Think about it like this: if I take all of these ideas, organize them and place them in a box and then deliver it to you, then you will open the box and have exactly what you need to get started. Thus you will have a business in a box checklist. Here is a checklist of the different things you will need to get started on your business in a box. The most important is the business plan, because you need to know what goes into production and what you need to get your services up and running. First, answer the following 10 key questions. 1. How do you start a business without experience? 2. What are some things to do to get started? 3. What are the legal matters you must know in order to get started? 4. What do you need to know about your target audience? 5. How do you commit yourself to a market solution, not just a small idea? 6. How do you choose your industry wisely? 7. How do you build street credibility? 8. What free resources can you rely on? 9. When will you know you need to see outside help? 10. How do you put your strengths to work? Also remember, the most important aspect to any business is to be well planned and prepared. The most important thing you can do for your business is to create a business plan. Ask yourself and answer these questions. How do I write a business plan? What are the sections to the plan? How will each section help me? Are all business plans created equal? Where can I go to get a plan designed for me? What else do I need to know? Always be prepared, as that is the most important thing when starting your new business. Think about how you learned to start a business with no experience by reading this article. If you read between the lines, all the information you need is out there. I have just gathered some information together to get you started. Nothing will happen instantly, and everything you need to do will require some effort on your part.